Some Republican lawmakers in New York say they're not happy with Governor Andrew Cuomo's spending plan, and they want the budget process to change. Karen DeWitt reports.
Assembly Minority Leader Will Barclay says the budget should be limited to financial items. He says too many unrelated major policy issues are lumped in with the budget and voted on, often into the late evening hours, when each item should instead be considered on its own.
The process is rigged to advance the governor's agenda, undermine the role of the legislature, and distract from the hard financial choices that we need to be made this year, particularly.
The state faces a $6 billion budget deficit. Barclay says Governor Cuomo has once again included several proposals into this year's budget that don't belong there, such as banning single-use plastic foam containers, legalizing adult recreational use of marijuana, and even amending the state seal and flag to include the words E Pluribus Unum. Until last year, Republicans were in control of the state Senate for most of the past century and did not object to including unrelated policy items into the spending plan in recent years. Cuomo's senior advisor, Rich Azzopardi, says the criticism is unfounded.
Anyone who believes that we're circumventing the legislature with a budget voted on by the legislature has clearly flunked middle school social studies.
Azzopardi says the legislature has plenty of time to deliberate over all of the items in the budget and the chance to present its own budget plans before the March 31 deadline. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.